From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Not guilty, the plea from an attorney on behalf of 46-year-old Jason Barnes of Eureka. Barnes is charged with murder and weapons counts in the death of Bernard Ben Bertain, who died on Christmas Day after being struck with a skateboard while trying to intervene in a fight. Lost Coast Outpost reports Barnes also is charged with assaulting another person during that incident on December 22nd of last year. Bertain initially refused medical treatment but died 3 days later after calling medics saying he was having trouble breathing. An autopsy determined it was the result of the skateboard injuries that caused his death. Barnes is being held without bail. His preliminary hearing scheduled for July 29th. What originally was reported as an unknown injury traffic collision turned into a full extrication response for a heavy equipment operator after being ejected from and rolled over by a piece of logging equipment on Wednesday. Humboldt Bay Fire, Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, California Highway Patrol, and City Ambulance responded to a remote area of Redmond Road to begin patient care and transport to St. Joseph Hospital. When crews arrived, they found the patient in the midst of logging slash and the heavy equipment with a severe extremity injury. Crews were able to remove the patient from the accident site, provide initial care, and prepare him for transport to the hospital via city ambulance. Someone nearby the scene had heard the operator's cries for help and alerted authorities. Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks says he plans to retire at year's end. In a letter, Sparks thanked the mayor, the management team, and employees. He also sent out thanks to the 28,000 people who call Eureka home. Sparks says he plans to leave at year's end and will assist the mayor and city council in the recruitment and hiring of a new city manager and work to ensure an effective transition. It's 70 years behind bars for a Crescent City woman who exchanged gunfire with sheriff's deputies during an incident at the Shelter Island Mobile Home Park back in 2017. 45-year-old George Michelle Jackson received the max in the case on an attempted murder charge. Deputies were responding to a report that a woman had threatened to kill another person at the Shangri-La Mobile Home Park when they confronted Jackson, who at first pointed the gun at her own head, then turned it toward officers and fired. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.